The house seemed tiny now, almost more like a cottage, with two small bedrooms, one bathroom, and a root cellar. She ran her fingertips over a painted white wall, the plaster finish cool to the touch. 100 years ago, her great-grandfather packed dirt into the gap between the interior and exterior walls. The primitive construction made for good insulation through winters severe enough to make her ancestors wish they had chosen Siberia. And how many summer tornadoes had threatened this poor structure? Yet, in the start of the 21st century, it still stood defiant. Old homes, older than this one, lined the block. Instead of knocking them down and rebuilding, as was the practice in Southern California, owners here simply remodeled a bit on the inside or kicked a wall out into the yard if they needed space. North Dakotans had a reputation for repurposing objects longer than anyone else in the country. A leaky hose became a garden drip line. An old tire became a planter. A glass insulator, a doorstop. How well she remembered her parents admonishing her for tossing out a pair of ripped sneakers. "They can use those at the poorhouse," her mother explained, while fishing the shoes out of the trash can. Karen flopped on the sofa. Aunt Marie's selection of reading material ranged from TV Guide to Reader's Digest. The TV offered only game shows and the crop report. The house closed in on her. She jumped up, her chest constricting. Leaving the back door of the house unlocked, she went through the wire gate into the alley. At the end of the street, she turned right and found the old path that ran next to the railroad. As a child, Karen and her little buddies rode their bikes along this path, darting like mosquitoes around the ruts and rocks and broken bottles left by hobos. Yelling through the underpass, their voices echoing powerfully, the girls zipped up to Villard Street, intent on the five and dime with its rows of nickel candy. If they were short of coinage, they'd peer through the back door of the cafe until the cook noticed and slipped them freshly cooked donuts. Following the map in her memory, Karen hiked 8 blocks east through neighborhoods that seemed to have shrunk in the past 30 years. Clapboard homes stood alongside small bungalows, some dilapidated, others fiercely meticulous. The century-old sidewalk was cracked and buckled, turning back into aggregate in places. Except for an old woman sitting on her porch, the streets were deserted, the residents having left for work. She found the community park, abandoned in favor of the new recreation center. A chain-link fence surrounded the swimming pool, now drained and peeling. The playground equipment stood rusted, the monkey bars a mottled red-brown. Swing sets lacked swings, grass grew in the sandboxes, and weeds carpeted the tetherball court. When she climbed on the merry-go-round and pushed, it screeched in complaint, but turned, rough and slow at first, and then faster, as if remembering how. Once she had it going, she lay on her back, hands under her head, feet braced against a crossbar. The clouds whirled in circles overhead. 100 yards to the south, the Hart River flowed silently past, the wind rattling the cattails. Karen inhaled the new oxygen smell, like putting her nose in a freshly opened bag of potting soil. She and her friends played in and around the river, over the years graduating from making mud pies to sneaking smokes and kisses in the tall grasses along the banks. After school, they skulked along the river, scuffing their Catholic saddle shoes in the dirt, their uniforms riddled with foxtails. Nothing stayed the same. This abandoned lot started out as a prairie, but with the oil boom, contractors would soon scrape it off to build a new condominium or strip mall. Karen whirled around under the blue and white sky. The merry-go-round creaked and groaned. The funeral was a cloud with a thin silver lining. Instead of racing home, Karen could visit with long-lost relatives and old friends, fill her lungs with clean air, and rejuvenate. She could use the next few days in Dickinson as a retreat, meditating and resting. Having lost mother, father, and marriage, some downtime might be helpful.